Good morning, Audrey, and what another brilliant weekend of sport we have had with so many teams and individuals achieving on the big stage, both here at home and also abroad. Shelburne made it a League and Cup double. Rhys McClenaghan won Ireland's first ever World Championship gold medal, and the Irish rugby team, of course, beating the world champion South Africa on Saturday evening. We brought you all the action live here on RTÉ Sport.
Hansen from deepest Connemara.
Beautifully swinging at the moment down the triple rush right at the very end. This is a very good exercise from Rhys up into handstand. Spindles in the handstand and lands it perfectly.
Oh, it's a dangerous one. Following it in, and this time Pearl Slattery gets her head on it. And that's two now for Shells. And that's another bit of a disaster for Athlone, because they looked like they could have cleared it, but Pearl Slattery was quick as three at to the loose ball.
Ireland ahead by 19 to 16. We all know what a great cheer that was. Available here now for Jemison Gibson Park as he looks to try and gather that one. The 80 minutes is up as they gather the ball. They've hammered it into touch on the near side of the pitch, and the referee from Georgia, Nika Amashu Kelly, has blown the whistle. It has been an enthralling test game.
Yeah, Michael Corcoran in fine voice there on Saturday evening. Former Irish international Bernard Jackman joins me on the line right now. Bernard, what impressed you most about that Irish performance?
I think our ability to stay with them physically. I mean, that was the big worry. We hadn't played South Africa for 5 years. There was a worry that the new game plan that Andy Farrell was creating, which was built around high tempo, it may struggle against a team with more power than us, but that wasn't evident. You know, players all week spoke about technique, but they brought technique with incredible aggression and heart and desire, and they made the Springboks, you know, fight for every inch and never, you know, never took a backward step. And eventually we wore them down. I mean, at halftime, 6-6, you know, people said it was a game for the purists, but it was actually fascinating tactically how we managed to frustrate them, just, you know, stay level or just go edge in front. And that's the key against the box. But then you have to take some risks, and we saw that for the Mac Hansen try, and it was a brilliant try, really well executed, with some lots of changes on the field. Jimmy O'Brien, Gibson Parker came on, etc. McCluskey gone off. So it didn't happen easily for Andy Farrell's team, but we can take so much from that win.
Sure. What individuals stood out for you? I think you mentioned one or two of them already.
Yeah, look, I thought Jimmy O'Brien, his first cap having to come on at 13 was outstanding. Hugo Keenan, you know, no rugby under his belt. He was class. Doris, I think they're all 8 out of 10. It was a very consistent level of performance across the field, and it needed to be because the box came back at us as we knew they would. And I just think psychologically, it's a huge thing for this Irish team to obviously back up that win in New Zealand with a different type of opposition, the world champions coming to the Viva.
Yeah, you know what my final question is going to be, Bernard. Still a year out from the World Cup, under it now at this stage, but given this form, can we start getting a little excited?
Look, I think it's the most open World Cup ever, and we're in the pot of teams that are genuine contenders on form. France, New Zealand, South Africa, and ourselves, I think, are the teams that are putting their hand up at the moment. So, and I also think it's different than previous World Cups. I think there's more depth now, and we're showing more variety in how we play. So I think we're in a really good place.
Good talking to you as always, Bernard Jackman there. Shelburne beat Athlone Town 2-0 to win that Evoke.ie FAI Cup final, League and Cup double. Jesse Stapleton and Pearl Slattery with the goals there. Pearl has been chatting to John Kenny about the win, but also about the growing support she feels the game is getting now.
I'm unbelievably proud of everybody, the group, look, the staff, Noel, Joey, I can't name them too many, but look, that's why you're in since, you know, early February, you commit. You give so much, you love the club, we want to represent the well. You come in at the start of the season and fight for two trophies, and we've won them this year. I mean, that's all you can ask for on cloud nine at the moment.
Sure. Quick word about your supporters. 5,000 here, a record attendance, which is great. The game of women's football is building all the time, isn't it? It's growing.
Yeah, look, that shows if you back women's football. And I've said it many a time, Shelburne is not men or women. These fans have supported us every week at Talkett. You make an away game feel like a home game here, family and friends. And look, at the start of the year, incredible people in this club, fans, volunteers, save Talkett Park. And I said to the girls, if their league win last year played a little bit in that and save it and shown what can be done in Tolkien for the future generations, then we've done, you know, the best thing you could ever do. Played this big, big part in something so special for the club. And to give them now two trophies to celebrate, what can I say? I'm just so proud of everyone.
Yeah, well done to them all. Final round of games in the SSE or Tristany League Premier Division wins for the champions Shamrock Rovers, Dundalk, Bohemians, Drogheda and St. Pat's. Arsenal back on top of the Premier League, 1-0 win against Chelsea. Liverpool beat Tottenham 2-1. Aston Villa beat Manchester United 3-1. It ended Newcastle 4, Southampton 1, Crystal Palace 2-1 winners against West Ham. Great to see Seamus Power top of the FedEx Cup standings this morning. He is also inside the top 30 in the world rankings after a tie for 4th at the Mayakoba event last night. Tom McKibben has secured his tour card for next season. There's a full rundown of all the Gaelic games, results and actions on the RT Sport website. And finally, let's mention the man of the moment, Reese McClenaghan, Ireland's first gold medalist at those World Championships over the weekend. He is coming home this afternoon. He'll be arriving into Dublin Airport just after 1:30. And what a special moment that's going to be for him.